This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm strong like my daddy. I'm Hercules. That's too deep. You sleep. You hopped over the fence. You sheep. You slept on me. My last album is
what? I mean, yeah, they cute, but like, what else can you do?
Kids suck.
But let's talk about how much we love ours. Hey.
Hi, y'all. We are currently babysitting 3 children.
Because who we love, by the way. Let's put that out there.
We're all heading up to my mother's house for Christmas Eve, but of course we have to record because it's
Christmas.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah. So they've been showing out, not in a bad way, just in a child way.
I don't even think they've been showing out. It's just the energy. I told you, like, kids, they just, you know.
They don't care.
Because they don't know
anybody but
care.
Themselves.
They're just not there. And that's fine, that's because okay. They're kids. That's what you're supposed to do. But damn.
I know. So Mikey's been ranting, and I was like, okay, let's just record. Because we never this episode up. All right.
So this is episode, it's my episode.
Yes.
This is mini episode number 8. Baby, you've changed.
Yes.
Which, again, I like the title, babe. It's good.
Thank you.
Play on words and things.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be cute. Thinking that way.
You'd be doing something sometimes.
So this episode,
you go.
Oh, okay. This episode, we're talking about, so we're actually doing 2. I know we said the last episode was going to be our last one until the 6th.
But, you know.
But we realized we have shit to say. So, we're going to do this episode this Sunday.
Monday, and you get another one.
And you get another one next week. And then we're going to...
We're going to take a little break.
But we'll talk about that the next episode. We'll talk about the next episode. Let's not talk about the future yet.
Yeah, let's focus on now.
Right. The present.
Live in the moment.
So, this episode is
we
about...
We living in the moment, but we're talking about the past. It's fine.
We're, you know, it's a time of reflection.
Yeah.
And, you know, as y'all know, we've had a lot of losses, compounding traumas this year. But we have 6 more days left and 7.
We're still alive.
And we are still here.
I mean,
in my Morpheus
Trump is
voice.
Trying for us to not be. But we're still here.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about how both the babies we've loved this year has like impacted us. Because, you know, when it's end of the year, it's just mandatory to reflect and consider. So
and
we're
I think
gonna,
that...
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. So we're going to...
I just had epiphany.
Talk about like what both our babies have taught us and how we have changed because of them. But because it's a mini, you know, gonna keep it short.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give 2 ways and Mikey's gonna give 2 ways. And then we're gonna get into what we feel, one way we each feel equipped and still unequipped to be parents.
Yeah.
So that's the mini episode, y'all. Babe.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I was thinking about this before we get into it. Nah, this would be us getting into it. We started our podcast and we're meeting. We had meetings about our podcast and planned our podcast with the first baby.
Yeah, we were going to announce a pregnancy and
the podcast was going to be different. This wasn't what it was going to be. It was going to be our like journey
to parenthood.
To parenthood, essentially, which is funny because that wasn't it at all.
Because
it's not funny because we lost that child, right?
It's
like
so
that's the first way that it affected us.
Right.
I think that's just.
And we were like, so are we even going to still do this? And everybody was like, you should.
And it was
we don't
like,
want
well,
you
now
to
we
divorce.
Gotta change the subject entirely, and then
yeah.
Black millennial marriage,
right?
But I want you to go first. Give me one way that
both babies have changed. Me,
one way that the babies have changed the year. So
okay.
I guess yeah.
One way. Okay. Well, both of these babies have definitely. Both of these babies have definitely made me, they've forced me to be brave, which I've talked about every episode since the miscarriage.
Mm.
Because I realized, you know, my therapist like read me a few weeks ago and I told Mikey about it. But she was like, yeah, you know, I think that it sounds like you've never done anything in your life where you knew you wouldn't get what you want. Usually you play it safe, essentially.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realized that. The only thing I've ever done that scared the shit out of me was telling you I was in love with you. That's the only thing.
And you ruined both of our lives that day.
Right. There was one other thing, but when it got too hard, I stopped. And that was about telling a family member about an assault experience. Like, I was like, okay, well, never mind. And so that was really easy to do, to take it back, because everybody loves when you take things back like that. So, but like telling you I was in love with you was the bravest thing I've ever done. And I was 15. And so
yeah,
I didn't realize that when I got pregnant, I wouldn't stay pregnant, that these things actually really happen so frequently. And that it would be so devastating. And to get pregnant again is scary. Because I feel like I know too much. It's like.
Yeah, it's like, how do I say it? You know, it's like playing a game show, right? And it's three doors. You got to choose from a door. And you look in the first door, or they show you the first door. And then you got to decide whether or not you want to pick the other two. Like, now I know too much.
Yeah.
Like,
now I know there's a million dollars.
Now I know there's like other possibilities. Yeah. And I might
fuck up and get a pot.
Yes. And we fucked around and got a pot the first time around.
Yeah.
And so now the second time around, you know, we playing the game. We playing the show different.
Yeah.
We played it safe, smart, and like we making it to the end round. And I think, you know, I believe and know for a fact this baby's coming.
Yeah.
And
then what? Then we have to raise it.
Yeah. But whatever. We'll figure that shit out.
So
raising a baby's easy.
Both the babies have forced me to like really confront my avoidance to bravery, and then to be brave, because my therapist suggested I write a letter to the first baby, as you know. Mikey read it on our anniversary trip, and
it was deep.
And I was like, I'm gonna try again for you, you know, because I feel like every sibling, every baby should have a sibling if they can. And you're gonna be up there in heaven by yourself, you know. And I should just try again. So like, when we're all there, if we all make it, you know. You can have somebody.
I think I might now. Who I am now, I think I have a much better chance of getting into heaven than I did.
Who knows?
Before.
I'll end up in limbo. But anyway.
Or that. That'd be cool. I'd be in a good spot in limbo.
Yeah. Pregnancy is just really hard. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, especially after a loss. And I realized that moms have to, like, you just have to be brave. You can't avoid bravery when you're a parent. And so that's what the babies have taught me. One of the things.
Okay.
How are you?
Well, so I was thinking about this and I was trying to figure out how to word this before we started recording. But I think I got it. So one of the things that both babies have taught me, and I'll get into the specifics and try to be quick about it.
Sorry. I know. I was.
No, not you. I'm just saying me. These children have 1A.
Oh, God.
Narrowed my focus. 1B provided clarity on my path.
Okay. That's deep.
Yeah, so I think a lot about why my dad wasn't around when my mother was giving birth to me, right? And I don't even know if he was in the hospital. I don't know if he was there. From what I remember, he had signed my birth certificate.
Yeah.
We just know that was my dad. Yeah. I think that your wife or your partner having your child is something that you are both supposed to be a part of.
Yeah.
I think it sets the tone for who you'll be for that child's life. And who you are during that time is still a part of who you are during that time while you're pregnant is who you are going to be when that baby come out.
Yeah.
To some extent, in some form of fashion, somewhere on the spectrum, this is how you're going to be when this baby come out.
Yeah.
I want it to be present and I want it to be a support for you. I just didn't think that I'd be that present or that much of a support given how much we had gone through.
Right.
Especially after the loss of the first baby.
Yes.
And how unselfish you have to be as a man, as a father at that point is a lot. Yeah. And it's asking a lot, but it's your duty, I feel.
Yeah.
At least for myself. Like, it's my duty to do so. It is my job and my responsibility to, you know, when I took my vows, I said, I'm going to honor and respect and protect and do all of these things that I vowed to do.
Right.
And like, here's your test. Now go do that while you're both extremely depressed and sad. and why you are also hurt. And why, you know, like, yeah. Go do that while you're devastated. Let's see if you can actually do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about this in the last episode, like, with Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you just had your child, dog. Like, what you focused on, you know? Yeah. Like, while she was pregnant, what you focused on? We talked about the dude that was cheating on his girl while she was pregnant, you know? Like, what was your focus on? What were you locked in on? Because it couldn't have been your girl. You had to have been thinking about yourself.
And that's why it's so hard for me to, like, because you've put on weight for your body type.
Yes.
And I told you, I like you thick. I think it's, I like it. But,
yeah, I gotta,
you
know,
you get teased and things. And I know it's from like a place of love, maybe. But also, a lot of our family members didn't have their partners around and men around when they were pregnant and due and parenting. And I really love your body because it's given me this baby. It gave me my first baby. And it's been able to survive this whole year despite the fact that we were not supposed to. Despite the fact that this year really was trying to kill us. And I think that you are honorable. And if your body got neglected in a way that you are used to taking care of it. Because it's your first time and you're learning and you're trying to, like,
yeah, I had to be a different type of selfless.
Right.
That I didn't think I was capable of or I would have to do, you know?
And
I thought I was already
there. We know who cheated on this girl while she was pregnant and dealing with a newborn.
He was in great shape.
Was fit as hell. This nigga was so fit. I was like, he was so fit. But like,
he was
like,
in good shape.
He was, listen, okay?
I just assumed, Olympic, you know, he's type. Doing like push-ups over the belly or something. You know?
He wasn't there. He wasn't present. He wasn't trying. He wasn't making food runs. He wasn't holding hair when she's sick. He wasn't making her laugh till she throw up before sex. You know?
Well, we don't know. We're speculating.
He won.
He might have.
He won. Because I see what it looks like when you're working. And so I really appreciate you because I know that this has been hard for you this whole year.
So that was more so how the first baby did, but you know, Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not all of it. I'm a madman. I knew I was gonna be crazy, but I didn't know I was gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
You know? I'm insane about this girl.
I know.
And I ain't met her yet. But like, we real cool, I feel like, on some level.
Y'all are. She like you.
I think so. You know, but like I don't know, it's very clear that I do anything for this child and my wife. Like, and I think people see that and people get that. Like, I think that's people's first impression of me.
It should be.
But I thought that it was that way before. But now it's like, really that way? Am I making any sense?
No, you are.
Like,
sorry, y'all. My mic is like,
turn it that way.
I'm going to get it right.
No, the other way. There you go. Now you don't have to lean more. Talking to the mic, baby.
Sorry.
I haven't had to tell you that in a while.
I know. It's this belly and it's my life right now.
Perfect. There you go.
Thank you. All right, babe. Sorry.
So yeah, that's the
Did
first
you finish
thing.
Your first point?
Yeah, that's the first thing. It's just narrowed my focus and provided clarity. Like, it looks different going hard for my family the way I'm going to go hard for my family now.
Right.
And, like, I care less about some of the things that I used to be, like, very selfish about or that used to be on my mind. Like, it's just not a thought anymore. Like, I'm thinking a lot less about things I want and more so things I got to do to make sure everyone is good.
Yeah. Two ways is another way this baby has changed me.
You gonna steal? Like, you gonna steal mine?
What?
What were you about to say?
Wait, what were you about to say? What are you thinking about to say?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we Second didn't talk way. About this.
What? I know. I don't know what you was about to say. Your mouth.
Oh. Okay, don't assume. Another way this baby has changed me or impacted me. Is that what I think or taught us?
Yeah, what has the baby taught you this year?
I have so many things. I feel like this two things is really hard to do.
It's okay. Just fall into one.
2A.
Okay.
These babies, both babies have taught me how to advocate for myself, which kind of ties into the first one because that requires bravery on my part. I do not naturally advocate for myself
at all.
I just don't. It's not something I'm proud of.
You kind of do
some
in your
ways
own
I do.
Way, but it
it's
only when it gets
me.
To the point where like it's either do it or die. You know,
yeah.
You got to stop doing it.
Like, I know.
Last minute advocation ain't really.
No, you're right. No, you're
it's
right.
Not helpful. Yeah.
They both taught me that like people are shit / people are gracious if you voice what you need, and just require what you need. The same way we do in our relationship.
Yeah.
when we had to get back on track. Like, you got to stop bullshitting and you got to say what you need. And I didn't realize how much I didn't do that. But that's kind of tying into the bravery part. That's one way I've had to be, been forced to be brave. But another thing that the, or like to be, what these babies have taught me is that we all we got, babe. Like, you know, it's just me and you. We've had a lot of help. Go ahead. And we've received a lot of love, but we are the nucleus. Like, my therapist had to check me. She was like, you keep saying your other family or your additional family, but Mikey is your family. Like, that's it. You know, yeah. And everybody else is now extended. That includes mama, sister, brothers, even though you love them. But, like, y'all are the new nucleus, and having to reframe that thinking, especially when people bullshit and frustrating, and you can just tell they all about they self. I need to be all about mine. Has definitely been eye opening, and these babies have forced me to see that. Like, it may bother me at first to not be likable or to piss somebody off, but if it's okay with you, and if it's okay for my baby, and okay for me,
if you can be okay with it,
then I need to. And I realized I had to really get to that place that I'm honestly still working on. But that's the second thing I've learned / has changed.
While I respect the 2A, 2B, you just took.
I'm sorry.
My 2. It's all right.
Well, but you have different reasons,
essentially,
no?
I got different reasons. I'm sorry. The last point you just made.
Which one?
About how, I got to be more selfish.
Yes.
Is what this has taught me. A lot of my work, it has people, I don't know if you've been listening up to this point, I do a lot of work with kids.
Yes.
And I've been working with youth for as long as I have because I love giving back. I've been giving so much of myself. And while I don't expect anything in return and never have, it would be nice if there's like something at the end of this.
People aren't like that.
But the people who think like that often end up giving all of themselves and finding themselves with very little in return or nothing. Or a pat on the back for doing it. Cause, you know, I could never, but good thing that you did. You know, like, I have to do more for myself is what this baby has taught me. Drew specifically. Going back to baby number one, that's where the original neglect of myself started.
Right.
Neglect of myself started January of this year. You know, the beginning of this year. And it hadn't recovered until last week.
Yeah.
I gotta do better. I am no good to my daughter if I can't stand up without cracking in pain.
Right.
I am no good to my daughter if I am, I don't know, the wrong sentence from somebody away from snapping and being sent to prison. I am no good for my daughter if I'm no good.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to. And I have to put more into myself. I've just always really just been about giving and being selfless, but like, I have to do stuff for myself. I have to do more for myself now.
Yeah.
And that's just going to look a little different, which means I may come off a little different to people. Because also doing for myself is my responsibility and my duty in order to be the best version of myself I can be for my family, for my daughter and my wife. And it may just come off different to people moving forward. I may look like a different person entirely, because if it ain't about my daughter and my wife, I really, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned. And that may be.
It's different.
I know I can't. Speaking from the perspective of like my family and my culture, it just, that'll look different. I didn't have a father, and there weren't any men in my life that was around that was like playing that role. That's like all about the kids and the parent. Like, I'm all about your mom and y'all, you know?
Right.
It was more so like, yeah, I'm here for your sister this week, or, you know, I'm here for your mom. Like, I ain't really here like for y'all, or like, we could be cool, but like, this ain't my focus, or, you know, like, it's just,
yeah,
like, I'm invested.
They got
and
other
it just
families.
Looks different. Yeah. So like, this is it. This is it for me. And this is what it's going to look like when this one dude who's really focused on this one thing and goes hard for this one thing. And everybody else will get some of me too. Just not the same amount. Yeah. It'll just look different.
That'll be different. I'm interested to see how that looks next year.
Oh man, I'm getting money next year. Anyway.
Those are two things. Two ways each.
Yeah. All right, baby.
In what way?
Lastly, let's wrap it up. In what way do you feel you are equipped or unequipped for parenthood?
Or am I not giving one of each?
You can give one of each.
But be quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Equipped. I know that one of my strengths are, I'm a good nurturer. And I, and so I feel equipped to like love her, you know,
okay,
to like hold on to her and hug her and to do my best to like make sure she latches well. You know, I'm not going to quit on breastfeeding because it's hard. Like, I know that I have.
It might not be at hard.
It might not be hard.
Sometimes it's not hard.
But if it is, I know that I have, like, a strength of mine is to keep trying. Like, I'm going to try everything.
Good.
That I got to do to, like, make sure that she is, like.
You're taking on one of my words. Some persistence.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But I've always been that way. I've never had to be that way with someone that's like us.
That relies on you for life.
Right. Yeah. And can't talk. And maybe she's crying because her eye itch and not because she's hungry. But we going to figure it out together. So I feel equipped to do that work. And I'm ready to, you know.
Okay, well, I'll do mine then.
Okay.
As far as equipped. I'm like really locked in. Like, I feel like I'm equipped to be present and vulnerable and great dad. Because I'm paying attention to y'all. Both of you. I'm locked in on her and you. No one is getting more or less attention. Everybody's getting my all. Because I can do that.
Yeah.
And also because I recognize how important it is that I am also still treating you like how I need to treat you so that we're good, so that we can be the best versions of ourselves for her.
And keep having a good podcast. Because they're going to tell us if this shit start sounding funny.
Yeah, no, I'm my mindset is wrapped around both of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it should be. And if there's anybody out there listening, like, you're like, nah, dude, you should just focus on your daughter. Like, tell me, I don't know, like, what should I do? I think I've seen both sides. I've seen what it looks like when a dude is only locked in on a child.
Yeah.
I've seen what it looks like when a dude is only locked in on a girl. I've seen what it looks like when a woman is only locked in on a child.
Yeah.
And not the husband.
The spouse or the partner. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, and that could be dangerous. But
we appreciate all the honesty. Yeah. It's something we always talk about. As y'all have heard, we've done episodes about
it. Y'all. I mean, I'm tuned in. I know. I see y'all.
And if not,
separately,
you know,
and together.
We big on follow up. We big on maneuvering.
I think you'll let me know. Or she'll come to me and be like, Daddy,
get your shit together.
Yeah, because I don't fuck with you.
I hope she don't say that.
Wiz Khalifa let his son cuss. We're not going to let her cuss?
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. That's a whole thing. One thing that I don't feel equipped for or that I'm worried about.
In what
way
do you feel unequipped?
And we just talked about this, so I'm just going to repeat it. Mm. And we don't have to go deep into it, but because it's a mini. But I am worried that I won't do well with setting boundaries with everybody else. Because very much how, like, you're reliable. I don't care what nobody say. People know they can call Mikey. Everybody. Both sides. All our sides. Extended, immediate, you know.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there because you're Mikey, you know. But and I'm consistent in that I am eager to please. I want things to be easy for people.
Yeah.
I don't want to create no static. I'm going to be quiet. When it concerns family.
I was about to say, that's not.
When it concerns family. You know, I had to add
like,
that.
Like, yo, who are you describing?
When it concerns family. But I know that when she gets here, I can't do that. I have to shift that about myself.
Nah.
And I'm worried that I won't be good at it.
I think what it basically comes down to is when you do what you just described, that's more so about protecting your reputation and protecting the perception of who Randy is.
Yeah.
Right? When you are a mama bear, you just.
I don't give a fuck.
And that's okay. I think that, like, there's a general understanding here that, like, women are crazy about their children, as they should be, or else something may be wrong with you. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, I'd look at you weird if you wasn't a little bit more, like, why are you not talking? Like, this should be what you paying attention to. Why are you paying attention to that? Like,
what everybody else is thinking.
This ain't about you.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not proud of this struggle that I've always had, but that's, like, I've gotten a lot better. I think. I know my sister just told me the other day that since I've been pregnant, I've been a whole nut in a way that she didn't anticipate.
I think you've been pretty good this pregnancy.
I have not lashed out on anyone. She just thinks I don't have a filter anymore.
You don't. You don't have a filter. She's completely right. Brianna's 100% correct. Your filter deteriorated.
And so, yeah.
It's gone.
I'm just worried that, like, when it's time for me to stand up for myself or be like, you know, I know that I will, but then, you know, I always have that guilt feeling like, shit,
move the guilt.
I know. Mikey's above it. He's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Because
I have to get to a space
make
where
the decision.
I can accept my decision and then drop it.
And
so
it.
I'm worried that, like, that will be difficult for me. But, I ain't never been sleep deprived.
You haven't. You've never been sleep deprived. You never had a child needing you to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just one way I feel a little unequipped because I haven't had much practice with it. But she's about to give me
She's about to give us all the practice.
So, your turn.
I don't know. I think I just came to the realization that I'm not as equipped to battle patriarchy as I thought I was.
What are you doing tonight? We're so mini.
We ain't talked about this, but like, it just came to my mind just now. Like, obviously, I've been exposed to things. I ask mad questions. I like to pick the brain of some of my favorite
you're alive in feminist this world. People.
I like to Google things. I'm, you know, yeah, I'm aware. Like, I'm around stuff. I see things. I work with kids. I get it. But I don't get it.
Yeah.
As on the level that I'm about to. And I am not looking forward to the first time I'm gonna snap on somebody for some shit that they do or say to my daughter. Like,
Snap? I thought you. What this you last mean? Episode, I was begging you to snap. Hey, you handled it real quietly and you handled it.
I think but I'm still going to.
What is the difference between what I asked you to do and what you gonna do for this? This is shit I'm talking about.
No. So that's not what I'm saying at all. Not like.
I want you to snap for
I'm not
that's
saying get
feel,
loud. Like, I'm the way this, I'm going
why
to.
Why you can't snap for your wife? I'm a girl.
I do snap for my wife.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, baby.
I do. But instead of silent threats in person, or not silent, like verbalized threats eye to eye, I might kill somebody who, like, I can't even.
Look at you.
I kill for you, but you're aware of that already.
I know that.
Exactly. So I'm just saying the same thing for this tiny child who, like, I can't protect her the same way I protect. Like, at some point, she got to go to school, right? So that's 8 hours of the day where, like, she away from me.
You
can't name the last time you was away from me for 8 hours.
Well, I will when I start back working.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. I'm giving you a hard time. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I like how you did that. That was fun. But I'm saying it. No, like in general.
Yes.
Like other than work, like we're there.
We're together. We're all,
yeah, because that's how we like move. But like, she not gonna always be. No. That's what I'm not equipped for. Letting her deal with this.
Well, she gonna come out dealing with niggas.
I know.
She gonna come out an infant.
She will come out dealing with niggas. It's gonna be other niggas in the little infirmary. Not infirmary. Where the babies be laying at. You know what I'm saying?
Not the hospital other little, we are using.
Other little babies is gonna be in Mikey, that little NICU.
Mikey, you sound NICU. She ain't gonna be wrong.
You know, I don't know what it's called. I just watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy. Anyway.
I told you to stop watching that shit while I'm pregnant.
In the little bassinets next to each other, and one of them might look at her, and I might have to drop kick somebody, baby.
But Mike, don't ever say that again. Please don't say you drop kick a baby. Please don't say that.
Okay. I mean, well, let's say it and don't remove it because
I'm not
going to
take
funny.
It out.
And because I might. Mikey. You know, but like, I'm just not equipped. I'm not equipped.
Which is why you won't have to be when she is born, because that is not, then that won't be a problem in the beginning.
That's the only way I feel unequipped. Everywhere else, I am confident that I'll be okay, except for in the snapping
when we do future mini episodes, when she's here and we tell y'all about how much we're failing, y'all can look back on this and see.
Yeah, you felt equipped. Thought you was equipped.
So we'll do a follow up and be like, yeah, we weren't actually good at this at all.
You should rename this episode Equipped.
Right.
All right.
That was funny. All right.
Well, that was the episode.
Yeah. We have another one coming next week.
No, before we close it out, we got to do some PDA.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Letting y'all know there is another one.
We do have another episode next week, and that will be our last one for the year.
And we're excited about that one.
But today is Christmas Eve. If you're listening to this if it's Christmas today, thank you for listening to us on Christmas, I guess. That's cool. But enjoy your families. Enjoy your holidays. Try not to drink too much.
And if you do, drink for me. Say, Randy said, if your family member start tripping, that she need people to drink for her. Because I am over this sobriety.
My message was more towards my emotional drinkers.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
This time of year, a lot of different feelings come out when you drink certain spirits.
Yeah.
Christmas is really like a brown only time for me. Vodka, tequila makes me different, and I ain't got time.
Yeah.
To start crying.
I know.
Naked on my mother-in-law's couch, you know? So.
I hope that never happens because,
drink safely, enjoy yourselves, enjoy your families. I'm definitely going to enjoy mine. It's very rare that I get a whole day with my wife.
Right.
As everyone knows at this point. So I get to start with you from midnight to midnight, and I'm looking forward to it. So we can get out of it. But PDA.
Yeah.
PDA. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't equipped to go first.
You put Mikey first.
I know. It was stupid. So you go first because I love you.
Thank you for, we have to move on Thursday. And you have really, I mean, you've been stepping up all year. You just, you are the best. And I deserve you. And so.
That's right.
I do. But I really do appreciate you, Mike, because the last 3 days, 4 days, you have been doing overhaul. We are redoing work and doing work, and you have to do the bulk of it with our, you know, with the people we have helping us, because I can't do much in my third trimester because she could come whenever, though she should just be here in February. But
I'd like her to not slide out while we're redoing the floors.
Because we yeah. But I really appreciate you, Mike. I don't know. I told you I have faith in you. I don't have faith in nobody else. And you've earned it. And you bring me peace, babe. You do. So thank you so much. Because I've cried every day this week. And you just like, look, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. And we have. And you handled it. Because that's what you do. That is what you do. So thank you so much. I know you are tired. And I cannot wait to give you air for it. Okay? And I love you.
I love you too.
So thank you for everything. I
appreciate it.
Because we're going to have somewhere to live and it's going to be livable because of you. So thank you so much.
Okay.
You going to cry?
Sit with it for a minute. No, I ain't going to cry.
I'll edit out the dead space.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was nice.
You're welcome. That's how I feel. Merry Christmas, homie.
That's my Christmas present. That's funny because Randy ain't gave me nothing for Christmas.
I did. It is late. The guy at Etsy was like, I'm
nah,
so
don't blame
sorry.
It on the nigga at Etsy. Don't.
I did. I swear I did.
Hey, anybody listening to this, put hashtag nigga at Etsy on the snippet.
He apologized. He said, I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be here Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, Randy's blaming it on the Etsy nigga, but I ain't getting nothing for Christmas, so
you
I guess
did?
Randy gave me that PDA, which was really nice. I appreciate it.
My
PDA Christmas addition to you is this. As the year comes to a close, and we put two and two together a while ago, and we figured out that you've been pregnant since December of last year.
Yeah, I was pregnant on Christmas, didn't know it.
Which is really funny. After a year of doing this, and there have been times, obviously there's been episodes between then and now where I've expressed this, but it still remains true to this day. You are really, really strong. And the strength that you display as a pregnant black woman is insane. It doesn't make any sense to me how or why y'all do this.
Right.
Or consider doing it again while going through it. Or I don't know. I couldn't imagine, like, as a dude, like my threshold for being sick and like being over it, or I'm gonna like cut somebody, is a week, you know? Like,
is it?
Yeah, that's my max.
Oh,
my max. Obviously, I mean, you've seen what a 3 or 4 dayer looks like.
A dayer.
I'm talking about, you know, the time I had like the stomach virus
that
like,
day,
and it was bad
that day,
and it lasted for about 2 days, three days,
a day.
No, it was bad. It kept going.
Babe.
Maybe we're talking about different times.
No, we're talking about the same damn time.
Anyway. My threshold maximum is a week.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine feeling the discomfort and irritation and constant, consistent changes on an hourly basis. The food aversion, the smell aversion, the sound aversion.
The color.
The life. Just certain things. You know, like... For 9 months. I don't know, man. Y'all nuts. And you,
10.
This has been a year now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You still just sitting there smiling, looking cute. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Maybe you are insane, but you did it and you're doing it. And this baby is coming into this world because of you. And I appreciate you for it. I do.
Thank you.
You are amazing. You're amazing and gorgeous. Like, just, you're amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, every day I know is not cake.
No.
It's not. But you do good work. You do good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You make it look easier than I know it is on you, Randy.
Do I?
You do.
Oh, I feel like I'm complain
being honest
a lot.
With you. Yeah. You don't complain as much as you should. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you could fuck with me while I had been pregnant this whole time.
No,
you would have been over me.
In your
position. I'd be like, I'm so hot. I don't like this pain.
Shut up.
I would put on a whiny voice for everything. You don't. You don't seize those opportunities. You wasted 9 months of not complaining enough, honestly.
I know. Well, I'm about to complain these last two. Mm. Don't worry.
I don't see it. It's not in you. I feel like you are going to snap at me in the living room, though.
I don't know.
I feel like you are. You're going to call me all types of motherfuckers.
I'm trying to visualize a peaceful, quick birth.
So that. Yeah, you visualize. Trying to be realistic.
And my first drink. That's what's keeping me sane.
Your first drink will be in August?
I don't know, huh? Let me switch some wine to get her a bottle. I'm just saying. We going to see.
I love you.
But
that's it. You're doing good.
Thank you. All right. Engagement.
Oh. Be sure to check out our website.
Yeah. Wait, that's the call to action, babe.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, engagement.
You didn't even change it.
I really didn't.
So our engagement, y'all, I don't know, just send us some affirmation. Send us some like, y'all did good this year.
Hey, yeah.
Y'all didn't kill yourselves. Nice. No, for real. Like, seriously, I'm not even being funny. Suicide is not a joke. Like, yeah. Y'all got therapy. Congrats. Y'all are still married. Merry Christmas. Send us something nice. That's all we want. Just send us something nice. Y'all know we needy. Yeah. So, yes.
What the fuck? Who's calling me? Why?
Keyword.
Okay, yes.
But okay. All right. We got to get them over there.
We got to get out of here.
All right, so, y'all.
Let's wrap it up
for y'all tonight. Please be sure to check out our website, blackmillennialmarriage.com. Oh my God, Mikey. What are you doing? Where's everything else?
I don't know what you're looking at. Again, if you're new to the podcast and you enjoy this content, please comment and share. This is a mini episode, which, as you should know by now, are different from normal full episodes. Our mini episodes will continue to only have baby content. The relationship stuff is on the regular ones.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media, on Instagram.
We are Black Millennial Marriage. On Facebook, we are Black Millennial Marriage.
You're just going to step on my closing.
Sorry, baby.
What are we on Facebook, Randy?
Black Mill Marriage Podcast.
And Twitter.
Black Mill Mirror Pod. That is getting some updates soon.
Yeah, we're changing. We're doing some stuff on Twitter because I recognize that people use it, even if I don't.
And our mothers. One of our mothers was like, y'all need to get on it. We got her stressed. Twitter got her stressed out because she on there now and she's just like, where y'all at? So we're going to figure it out. So yeah. All right, y'all. As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Guaranteed my next level. My whole wrist ain't covered with heavy metal. That's make a face, make a wish. I wish you would. I make a video and bring parents into your hood. My car got stolen the other day and I blame the devil. I'm feeling like a mountain, tribulations like a pebble. Talk to God on my behalf if you can fit that in your schedule. Tell him your boy needs some sleep. The baby screaming like
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.